Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Who the heck is this woman, Kamala Harris? It will be absolutely fascinating to see if the American people fall for this. Who she is literally depends on what crowd she's standing in front of at a level we've never seen before. First, she sent out unnamed campaign aides to announce to the New York Times that she was flipping her views on almost every issue she's ever held a view on, except maybe abortion, a few other things. She was flipping all of her views simultaneously. The massive simultaneous flip-flop. Normally, people flip on a couple of key issues and they get battered for it. She flipped on all of them pretty much off the bat. And according to who? Nobody really knows, since these were anonymous campaign aides. In other words, if she takes office, she can be whoever she wants and claim I never said that, which I think is the goal. But if you actually look at the things she says, you could begin to detect a pattern. And it's incredible. Like, listen to this. Kamala Harris currently claims she was an attorney general who enforced our immigration laws. She's a big law and order person.
I believe there should be consequences. We have laws that have to be followed and enforced that address and deal with people who cross our border illegally. I'm the only person in this race who actually served a border state as attorney general to enforce our laws. And I would enforce our laws as president going forward.
But back in 2019, she bragged at a pro-immigration event that as attorney general, she told local sheriffs and DAs to ignore the law, that enforcing immigration laws was optional. Why? She didn't agree with them.
And I actually, as attorney general, informed California law enforcement that ICE detainers are not mandatory. I disagreed with it, and that's why I issued that policy for the sheriffs and the district attorneys of California, telling them that these were not mandatory.
Over the long weekend, which Kamala she was, literally depended on what city she was standing in. She became a different character in each one. As you listen to these, keep in mind, she grew up in San Francisco, California, and Montreal, Canada. But in Georgia, she's a strong Southern Black woman with the accompanying accent.
Let's just get through the next 64 days.
What happened next made world headlines atop the UK Daily Mail this weekend. Because as she went from city to city over the long weekend, she became a different character in each one. For instance, here's Kamala Harris in Detroit.
You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
Now, listen to her just hours later saying the same words in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where she was clearly appealing to the white working class. Meet white working class Kamala.
Thank unions for sick leave. Thank unions for paid family leave. Thank unions for your vacation time.
Finally, here's drag queen Kamala. This is what she actually sounds like most of the time. Yep, when she made her first campaign stop on the RuPaul Drag Race show after announcing, pretty telling, that's the first place she went.
We are all in this together, and your vote is your power. So please make sure your voice is heard this November.
Listen to the difference in how she said the line 64 days, just hours apart, in two different rallies, in two different states.
Let's just get through the next 64 days.
So, friends, 64 days until the most election of our lives.
Who exactly is this woman? Over the weekend, she morphed even more into Donald Trump. People like his policies, so she's just becoming him. She took his tips position. She's endorsed the wall, which, fuck, I'm still gobsmacked by that. We spent years hearing what a xenophobe Trump was for wanting to complete the wall. She says she wants to build the wall and everybody thinks it's the greatest idea ever. Yeah, well, over the weekend, she also took his position on U.S. steel not being foreign owned. What does this woman do? Just go to his website and rip off his campaign promises? Of course, when you do that, it's almost impossible. Even the world's best debater, think national champion, maybe college level debater, couldn't do an interview after you flipped this many times and flopped this many times. You couldn't do it. It's impossible to explain. So she just doesn't. Over the weekend at Joint Base Andrews, she walked off the plane with plugs in her ears, you know, like the kind that you use when you want to do hands-free telephone. Yeah, she walks like that off the plane onto another one as the press begins yelling questions at her despite not needing to. She lifts the phone to her ear like, yep, me, very important, too important to talk to you, as they yell questions at her, and she gets on the plane. She simply can't maintain the farce that she believes everything Donald Trump believes while answering actual questions. So she's got to, you know, evade the media like the plague. Unfortunately, she forgot that she also had the plugs in her ear, so holding the phone up to her ear looked pretty stupid, and the internet ripped her apart for it. So did the UK Daily Mail. It was a top 10 in the world article, according to Topic Pulse, which measures shares, likes, hits, and clicks. This is a disaster for this country. I'd have thought no one could top Biden's weakness, but she's doing it daily. Meanwhile, remember, this is the weekend, folks, where they told you who they are and what they plan to do if Kamala Harris wins this election. A worldwide speech dragnet where Americans can be arrested for free speech violations in other countries on our soil and extradited to foreign countries for trial. Here's how you know. The Democrats just had former Clinton Labor Secretary and known Democrat Robert Reich make the case on the world stage for the arrest of Americans who exercise the First Amendment, starting with Elon Musk. Who sent him to make this case in The Guardian that Musk should be arrested? Yes, that's what he wrote. Regulators around the world should threaten Musk with arrest if he doesn't stop disseminating lies and hate on X. Who sent him? Obama. He led Obama's transition team. He was an Obama advisor. This is Obama's boy going to The Guardian to let everyone from Brazil to the European Union to the UK to Scotland, Ireland, and now France, where they've launched a criminal case against Musk, Trump, Riley Gaines and others for speech violations to let them know the Democrat Party gives them a pat on the back and an attaboy. They are going to cooperate. That's what this says. They know Obama sent Robert Reich. They know. Look, folks, Obama will write all this stuff himself eventually, too. He'll give the assent for Elon Musk to be arrested, extradited, tried, and locked up for the rest of his life, which is what the Democrats hope to do, then seize control of Twitter using the TikTok bill, provisions of that. They're already, by the way, making the argument, as Robert Reich did in this piece, that Elon Musk is trafficking in foreign influence, allowing Russia to, use X to spew its propaganda. Why? Under the TikTok bill, it gives the president the ability to force the sale of any social media platform that knowingly traffics in disinformation from an enemy government of the United States. So you can see Reich setting this up in this piece. We want you to arrest Musk. And by the way, folks, Musk will go first. Understand after that, they'll simply extradite the other members of the American conservative punditry for trial as well and dispose of us that way. That's how it'll go. They'll start at the top, work their way down. It'll be positively Soviet. This is the nod. So look, when they look at this in Europe, they know what this means. Obama sent Robert Reich. Reich isn't going to make a statement like this on the world stage without the assent of Obama. Obama is the godfather of the Democrat Party. This is the Democrats saying to the world, free speech is dead if we win. We have control, but we just can't tell you yet that we're going to let you do this because we don't want to scare people. We're in the middle of a campaign. But if she wins, this is how it's going to be. You can have Musk. Please take him off our hands. And then, as you accuse him, and they will, of furthering Russian propaganda, we'll use that to activate the TikTok provisions and seize Twitter and force its sale. By the way, that bill allows the president to do that. And the president has to inform Congress they're going to do it, but they don't even have to say why specifically. It's an ungodly amount of power, and it's already on the books. This is what they're working their way up to, and they want Musk rotting in a prison cell where they can control everything he says about what they're doing to him.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here's Reich's two suggestions. Again, regulators around the world should threaten Musk with arrest if he doesn't stop disseminating lies and hate on X. This is incredible. Coming from the political party that partnered with the FBI to censor the very true information on the Hunter Biden laptop. It's unbelievable. Here's the second suggestion from Rice. You can start to see where they'll go if she's elected. In the United States, the Federal Trade Commission should demand that Musk take down lies that are likely to endanger individuals. And if he does not, sue him under the Section 5 of the FTC Act. So they're going to try to sue him as well. Anything to break him and provide the example to other social media owners. Look, you do what the Democrat Party wants. You publish what the Democrat Party wants or else. Liberal reporter and free speech advocate. I think there's only five of those left on the Democrat side. Michael Schellenberger explained the three-phase process here for the crackdown on speech. It's exactly the one being used in Brazil right now to crack down on Elon Musk and block X. By the way, he says he's going to use Starlink to blast X back into Brazil. So good for him for the time being. But Brazil folks did not come up with this framework for silencing speech, the one they're using on Elon Musk right now, by themselves. Remember the podcast I did about how the FBI actually worked with the Brazilian government to set up exactly this censorship regime? Yeah, your tax dollars at work. Well, where did they get the idea? Kamala Harris and Barack Obama have been laying out this three-phase process for a while. I'll let Schellenberger explain.
Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris and vice presidential candidate Tim Walz have both repeatedly endorsed the three main censorship tactics used by the Brazilian government: censorship of election misinformation, deplatforming of political opponents, and three, cross-platform bans so that a person is banned not just from one social media platform, but from all of them or most of them. Harris repeatedly called for the U.S. government to deplatform then-President Donald Trump.
He and his account should be taken down. He has lost his privileges and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
As Schellenberger points out on his blog Public, this is the exact pattern in Brazil. Why? It's coming from us. It's coming from our deep state. Start with, well, we're just going to have to censor a couple of political figures. They're just so dangerous. Look, Trump, January 6th, and we'll have to get the others as well. Then it moves on to, hey, you know, we need a cross-platform solution to censor, you know, all of these other disinformers over here. And then it moves on to, if you won't censor, then we take the platform itself. The platform goes away. The exact same pattern as you're seeing in Brazil, or they offer you that third option she mentions there. Government regulates across platforms. They set the standards for what can be said. Now, lies are okay as long as they're to protect the Democrat Party, like with the Hunter Biden laptop. So that kind of censorship's totally cool. But, you know, and if you're saying true things that cause division, well, then that's got to go too. True things like, hey, Democrats are corrupt and they're committing a lot of crime. Yeah, you can't say that. That causes division. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, well, okay, but doesn't the Constitution protect us from all of this? Well, about that. That was the other twin revelation this weekend. Did you see this headline in the New York Times? The Constitution is sacred. Is it also dangerous? They drop one of these about once a month now. They're getting their sheeple ready for the idea that the enemy is the Constitution. The Constitution, as that article says, is undemocratic because it resulted it allowed the election of Donald Trump, who, of course, is described as a dictator. And if the Constitution does not stop a dictator like Donald Trump, well, by God, it's got to go. That these two articles ran simultaneously over the same weekend is no accident. Reich proposing the arrest of Americans, who practice or allow others First Amendment freedoms with this, hey, it's time to get rid of the Constitution, over at the New York Times. That's not a coincidence. Here's what the New York Times writes. that Trump owes his political assent to the Constitution, making him a beneficiary of a document that is essentially anti-democratic and, in this modern age, increasingly dysfunctional. Why? Here's what they write. Trump became president in 2016 after losing the popular vote but winning the Electoral College. That's how the Constitution's supposed to work. He appointed three justices to the Supreme Court, two of whom were confirmed by senators representing just 44% of the population. Yep, that's exactly how a republic works. It protects the rights of the minority from being trampled by the rights of the majority. Those three justices helped overturn Roe v. Wade, they write, a reversal with which most Americans disagree. It is important, the New York Times writes, for Americans to see that these failures stem from the Constitution itself. Okay, they're talking to a bunch of blooming idiots who didn't get civics education or civics education that was worth a darn in school. The protection of the minority is among the most sacrosanct values in the Constitution. That is why we are a republic, not a democracy. As our founders explain in the Federalist Papers, if we were a democracy, the public would simply vote themselves our land. All of them were major landowners or came from families that owned a lot of land, which was wealth back then. And they knew that would happen within just a few years, that the land would be seized, the wealth would be seized from those who held it. So they built a republic to protect the rights of the minority, not just in terms of land and money, but also in terms of speech, in terms of individual liberty, in terms of, you know, the police state. All of it protects the rights of the minority. What you're watching is the answer to the question of why Democrats suddenly, just a few years ago, began referring to America as our democracy, 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 over and over and over and over again. They were preparing you and me for just this moment, and mainly their sheeple, for just this moment. Everything must be a democracy. Ergo, since the Constitution does not produce a democracy, it must go. The Times book critic? Yeah, Jennifer Salai, who wrote this, writes, Americans have long assumed the Constitution could save us. A growing chorus now wonders whether we need to be saved from it. The document that's supposed to be a bulwark against authoritarianism can end up fostering the widespread cynicism that helps authoritarianism grow. So the argument is, if no one is able to hear critics of our democracy, our rule, there won't be any cynicism and there won't be any disagreement. We'll all be happy. So in order to protect ourselves from an authoritarian regime, we must become one. But with the right people in charge, people like the book critic at the New York Times. Elon Musk nailed it in a tweet, a simple tweet. They want to overthrow the Constitution. Yes, they do. And they came out of the closet this weekend. They want Musk arrested too. Why? Well, go to the bottom of that tweet. How many views does it have? Now look there, 15 million views. What's the total readership left of the top 50 newspapers? And I'm talking digital and print copy combined. Remember this number from a few weeks ago on the podcast? Total readership, 9 million. Yes, that includes the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and Washington Post. 9 million. How many views did this one tweet by Musk get? 15 million. See a problem there? These people aren't being listened to anymore, at least not anywhere near on the scale they were, on a society controlling scale. So they want to put the guy that people are listening to in prison, along with everybody else they're listening to too. Folks, 9 million, I'm sorry, but there are people on X, people whose names we don't even know because they use a moniker, who have bigger audiences than that, and they can't stand it. So they're going full-scale authoritarian. Folks, listen, this is going to go down in history as just a very bad political phase that the Democrat Party went through before it imploded. If Trump wins, if she wins, Katie bar the door, it's going to get bad. Why? Because they will become convinced, even if they steal it, it's not going to matter, that we can't beat them anymore at the presidential level. And you're going to see them do things that seem impossible right now. Dictatorial things, scary things. We've got to get Trump elected. Speaking of which, two twin headlines in the UK Daily Mail this weekend. Hilarious. Here's the first one. candidate takes 5-point lead in the 2024 race. So I've got to click on it to find out. Oh, look. Kamala Harris takes 5-point lead over Donald Trump. Oh, yeah, she's opened up the race with just 63 days left to go, according to the USA Today Suffolk poll. This is amazing. They say she's flipped the script of the 2024 race since Joe Biden dropped out. And by the way, in the same survey in May, Biden and Trump were tied, so she's truly pulling ahead. Wait a minute. There's another UK Daily Mail headline. Totally different article. Trump opens up a 4-point lead. Yep, he's running away with it. Where? In the poly markets, which is a measure of all the political betting markets. Yeah, he's up by 4 points over her among people who bet money. Yeah, so somebody opened up a massive lead this weekend or something. Yeah, good luck trying to understand that one.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.